the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back into the Coach's Conversation. Time to talk a little baseball this morning. And time to get magnetized. Is that what you say, Coach Buddy Powers?
That is it. I appreciate you having me on today.
Good to have you here.
It is time to get magnetized. Baseball season is here.
Your favorite time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, well, you know, baseball is 12 months a year. Every day is.
Well, I know we had you on back in the fall to kind of talk about Central Magnet Athletics, and I kind of question that girls basketball coach you got, but y'all got some pretty neat athletic programs going on.
We do, and Coach Willie did a great job with our girls basketball, probably planning one of the toughest districts in the state.
Without question.
I mean, you got three or four teams ranked in the top 10 in the state, and you know, our girls went out and competed every night. He only had one upperclassman in there, I think a sophomore, the rest were freshmen, so he's going to be a team to reckon with down the road.
Well, we shift gears, and this is kind of that in-between time, but you all have been going at it pretty hot and heavy, scrimmages and such, and practice, and season's right here upon us, isn't it?
It is. We open up 1 week from Monday at Gordonsville, and we've been going at have had great weather. Yesterday, nobody got anything in, and today, this afternoon, the weather we'll be able to get some things in today.
Where are you playing at, Coach? You playing over at the school, or what?
Well, we've got a practice area over at the school, and we're practicing at Barfield Park, thanks to the city on that. Regular season, we've got home games everywhere, so we're, kind of the Road Tigers, but hopefully in 2013 we've got a place that we can call home.
That's kind of been on the drawing board since you took this job. That was one of the things you wanted to do to build this program.
Well, we've got to, and we've been different sites all over the city and county trying to make something work, and hopefully we've got a spot that we can get that taken care of.
Where do you see Central Magnet School, in 5 years with athletics and 10 years down the road? What do you think?
Well, academics and with any school,
sure,
that's number priority. But, especially with our kids, they're really driven in the classroom. But, just like what I was talking about girls basketball a while ago, we're going to be able to compete, and kids being well-rounded, athletic, academic, it's just a special place that we can be in 5-10 years down the road, that we compete on the state level, at anything we do. We just got super kids over there.
I've heard a lot of people say that they're really excited about it because for the older generation, it brings back a lot of great memories of Central High School.
It is, and we are different from Central High School,
sure,
but we've got to take a part of it. It's Murfreesboro Central. I walked into this place this morning and seen the jersey up on the wall. That's good for our school and good for the community. Murfreesboro has grown, but still there's folks here that like that Murfreesboro community, and hopefully we can bring a little bit of that, pleasure to them as we go along down the road.
It's kind of neat, though, that you can embrace that history and bring that history in as part of your own into really a new high school program.
It is, and our kids, it's a unique challenge for us also that we got kids from all over the county that want to be at our place and coming there and into one central area and to promote the Central Tiger name, and so there's some challenges, and it is very unique.
Yeah, Buddy Powers joining us this morning talking about Central Magnet School baseball, and Coach, I guess one unique thing is you kind of bring up kids in different levels here within the program too.
It is. We are blessed to have, we've got our sixth. We start off with a sixth grade program at our school baseball wise. That's, you know, this is only our second year. This will be our first year of varsity at the high school level. But we've got a sixth grade program. We've got a middle school program, you know, a JV high school program. And now we're beginning our varsity program. You know, still we will not have any seniors in our building until next year. Mm-hmm. And but being able to get them into our program and see them grow, you know, that's going to be fun.
Being an athletic director is a pretty tall task, isn't it? I mean, you've got kids of all ages.
I do. You know, it is. And, you know, we've got 27 programs over at our school. And, you know, middle school, JV, you know, varsity high school. So, and with being limited space there, you know, that's one of the challenges. But, you know, we just go and we make it happen there.
That's one very neat thing that I, you know, kids want every opportunity to be exactly where any other kid in any other program could be, Coach. And the fact that they can participate in athletics but still be at an academic school that's going to challenge them but still have the same things that the other kids do, that's what they want.
It is. You know, we've got all the opportunities academically, you know, maybe even more academically. I think we do. And we're able to by the setting we're in. And, you know, all our schools in the county do a tremendous job educating the youth, and also, you know, with the athletic talk from Coach Wild tonight, you know, playing for a sectional title tonight, Riverdale girls basketball. Everybody does a great job with their athletics and academics, but we're such a unique place there, and being able to offer on that level for the different groups that we have there, that's kind of special.
Talk to us a little bit about the district and all that you play in, because it's that's pretty tall cotton in baseball too.
It is. They, you know, in our district, you know, DeKalb County is usually the team to beat baseball wise. They've been to the state tournament the last 2 years, and you know, they do a tremendous job up there. They've had kids play professional baseball, college baseball. I mean, there's a couple of pitchers that were out middle from there back in the 80s and 90s. So they do a great job there. Also, Livingston and Smith County, both of those have had tremendous success the last few years there. And so it's going to be a challenge for us, especially not having a senior class going in. But, you know, with the kids we have, they've worked hard, and we'll compete. We'll compete early.
I want to give you the chance to talk about anybody you'd like to talk about on your baseball team. Kind of introduce us to the Central Magnet baseball team.
Well, you know, Coach Patterson here, my assistant coach, you know, and I'm blessed to have him on board. He comes to us from down in Lexington, Tennessee. They won a double-A state title back in 02, Coach. And, you know, I was going to let, you know, Coach Patterson talk a little bit about our squad and the things coming up.
All right, Coach, take it away. Good to have you here.
It's good to be here. It's real exciting to kind of be back in the spot and kind of on the double-A level. You were talking about the district that we're going in and kind of what DeKalb County's done. Smith County went a couple of years ago. And kind of the opportunity that we've got as a team right now to compete in year one without a senior class, I think going into it we'll be very competitive during the season and have a chance to be in games. It's you know, it's a week away. It seemed like 2 years ago it was a long time away from playing that first meaningful game, and now it's a week away, a week from Monday. You lace them up and see how we look.
There's excitement, I can tell, you know, around the school, within the team, around you coaches, that it's for real and it's starting this next week.
Right, it is, and you really don't know until you get and start playing those type of games and get put in those situations how things will go, but I know we're real excited about it. We've got some kids who have worked really hard, and the thing that we've got to do is every day is continue to get better and put them in a situation where when they come into our program, you've got to know when you come to Central Magnet, if you come as a sixth grader, you're going to continue to get better every day. You're going to be put in a situation that by the time you're a senior in high school, you're going to get the best academic education you can, and you're going to be put in a situation where if you'll come and work every day, you can be the best possible player that you can be. And that's our job as coaches, is to make sure that happens. And the school supplies an unbelievable way to prepare them academically. So we're going to put kids in a great situation to be ready to be collegiate athletes if that's what they do. And if they just go to be a student, they're going to be in great shape. It's a real neat setup, and I think something that's really going to be a tremendous opportunity for the community.
Talk to us about your infield, outfield, and pitching staff. Anybody who you'd like to introduce us to this morning?
Pitching is going to be really interesting this year. We've got several guys who have an opportunity to do it, but as we were sitting and looking at who's going to go to game one, right now it's a lot of people who could do it. We've got Tyler Ogawa, who had a real nice year for us last year. He throws strikes. He's got a nice breaking ball. Does a nice job competing. We've got a couple sophomore lefties, good size. Alex Ropp is a lefty, kind of good movement, good arm side run, a pretty good breaking ball, and has a chance to be really good on the mound. Alex Sherrod has a really good stuff. I'm really looking forward to him stepping up during this year. And last year's game one starter, Austin Worley, big right-hander, really competes, gets after it, and really knows how to compete and get after guys. And then we've got a lot of – when you say young guys with our squad, and we've talked about this during it, last year you have sophomores, and you almost get – as a coach, you almost feel like they're seniors because they're your oldest players. And now those kids are juniors. So you start saying we have some other young guys with a chance to compete. Well, really everybody is still kind of in that situation, in that spot. Because everybody I just mentioned were sophomores besides Zagawa, who is a junior. So it's –
You feel pretty good where you are defensively and all, too?
I think we got a chance to be really good. And, again, that's still kind of falling into place, who's going to step up and play certain spots. And you always, the thing I've always learned is always this time of year, there's someone who, when you start the spring, that you may not think, man, this guy's not one of our starters, and he ends up being one of your better players. And so that will shake out over the next month, kind of first month of the season, where you start to see that take place. Somebody always steps up in game situations. You know, we always call those kids gamers, kind of, and you start to see that in the couple scrimmages that you've had. You see kids that, hey, this guy brings something to the table that you don't see just in a BP setting or in a practice setting, and they really get after it in a game. And that's what's going to be fun. Kind of like we said, who's going to, when the lights come on, who's going to perform, and that's what we'll see over the next month.
And I guess you kind of see that, too, with the bats. Somebody gets pretty hot sometime. You know, maybe they don't practice well, but when it's game time, they're knocking them over the fence.
And the big thing you're seeing is, especially with our program, is everyone was so young to start with, and you forget that. And a year in the weight room and a year getting stronger, a lot of our guys have come back just as different players this year, really, than they were as freshmen and sophomores. And part of that's the natural progression of just getting older, and a lot of it's you got to give the kids a lot of credit for getting in the weight room and getting after it and really getting after it. Coach Power's son Trice and Kevin Joyce kind of handle our weight room workouts. They really did a really nice job this offseason of really transforming a lot of the bodies of our players and putting them in a position to be really, really good.
Kind of talk to one of your young ones who's going out to play a basketball game, buddy, here in just a few minutes.
That's where I'm headed, over to Case and Lane. The Warriors, 12 and under Warriors, have a semifinal game, and Johnny is on that squad. They're undefeated. Win that, and you know they'll play for the championship at one. So I'm looking forward to get over and checking them out today.
Told him I didn't like his toboggan that much, but that's okay.
I know what the TTU
that purple. I don't know. Not too bad. What do you got coming up the first few games here? Kind of let us know what's coming up for the
school. We were supposed to go to Page today, and the rain has got us on that one. So we're going to go over to Page on Tuesday. Then we'll travel over to Shelbyville for a tune-up, a scrimmage game there before we open up on Monday. I think it's the 12th that we go to Gordonsville. And then we'll travel over to Belbuckle. We've got the Webb Feet. And then our home opener will be the Friday of that first week there. It will be the 16th at Blackman High School. We have Webb coming back over for a game there, 5 o'clock game there. And on St. Patty's Day, a big one, we've got Paige at Blackman for a big game on Saturday afternoon there, the 17th.
Now, if somebody wants to find the schedule, how can they find you online, make sure they keep up with the Central Magnet?
Just go to the school website and go to athletics and hit baseball, or they can go to centralmagnetbaseball.com, and they can find anything they want to about Central Magnet Baseball.
centralmagnetbaseball.com. Very good. Anything else, fellas, this morning?
Coach, anything?
No, just looking forward to the season. If you get an opportunity, be sure and come out and see us play during the year. Again, the schedule's there. It's a great website. Do a nice job of keeping the game updates on it. And be sure and come out and check out the squad. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know for us as coaches, to see how far we can go in year one of a program.
Get to play at Reese Smith Field sometime in there too, don't you?
We do. You know, just bringing that up, we play, and I want to thank Blackman High School and Coach Parker for giving us the opportunity to play over there. We've got 4 home dates there. We've got 3 home dates out at Middle, thanks to Coach Peterson and Coach McGuire. And then we've got 2 home dates at Upperman High School in Baxter. And then we also have a home date down at Chevy Park in Nashville. So we are truly the Road Tigers this year.
Yes, you are, the Road Tigers. Buddy, as always, appreciate it. Coach Patterson, thank you so much.
All right, Brian, appreciate it.
Good luck in that basketball game today, too.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation here in just a moment. Back to basketball, and Blackman boys coach Barry Workman joins us here on WGNS. As you listen to the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner, we are live at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on this beautiful Saturday.